Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Honoring God with your wealth, January 26th, 2026. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. A young man named William Colgate left his home with only a few dollars in his pocket. He carried with him a small bundle of belongings and a heart full of ambition. Born in 1783 in England and later moving to America, Colgate faced hardship early in life. He did not come from wealth or privilege, but he possessed two things that shaped his future: a strong work ethic and a deep commitment to God. Colgate began as an apprentice to a soap maker in New York City. Through determination and creativity, he started his own small soap and candle business. In time, that business grew into what we know today as the Colgate-Palmolive Company, one of the largest producers of household goods in the world. Yet, what made William Colgate truly remarkable was his radical commitment to generosity. From the very beginning of his career, Colgate made a personal covenant with God. He would give a portion of his income to honor the Lord. He began with 10%, or what the Bible calls a tithe. As his company expanded and his wealth increased, Colgate raised his giving. Soon he was giving 20%, then 30%, and eventually 50% or more of his income to support churches, missionaries, schools, and kingdom causes. Colgate believed his business was not his own. It belonged to God, and he was a steward and manager of what God had entrusted to him. His story demonstrates that honoring God with wealth is not about how much a person has, but about the heart's posture toward God. Colgate could have chosen to spend his fortune on luxury or to keep it for himself. Instead, he used his resources to advance the gospel and care for others. His life is a testimony that when we place God first, he provides in ways beyond our imagination. The current challenge for Christians. Colgate's example inspires us, but it also highlights a challenge many Christians face today. Most believers sincerely want to be generous. They want to support their church, give to missions, and meet the needs of people in their community. They want to honor God with their wealth, but many feel uncertain about how to begin or how to grow in generosity. Some Christians live with tight budgets and worry that they do not have enough to give. Others live in a culture that encourages spending on personal desires rather than investing in eternal purposes. Still others simply lack a clear plan. The desire to give is present, but the pathway to giving feels unclear. This tension is not new. God's Word gives wisdom for these moments. Proverbs 3, 9, and 10 offers both a command and a promise. It teaches us what it looks like to honor God with our wealth and assures us that God responds faithfully when we do. Explanation of Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth. To honor God means to show Him respect, glory, and reverence. Honoring God with wealth means recognizing that everything we have comes from Him. Our income, possessions, and resources are not ultimately ours. They are gifts from God. Therefore, we use them in ways that reflect His goodness and His priorities, with the first fruits of all your produce. In ancient Israel, the first part of the harvest was called the first fruits. Before a farmer enjoyed the crop for himself, he gave the first and best portion to God as an offering. This practice symbolized trust. By giving the first fruits, the farmer was saying, "Lord, I believe you will provide the rest." For Christians today, giving the first fruits means we do not give God what is left over after we spend on ourselves. Instead, we give to God first, making generosity the priority of our finances. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. This verse does not promise that every believer will become wealthy. Rather, it assures us of God's faithful provision. When we honor God with our resources, He meets our needs. Sometimes He blesses us materially, other times spiritually, but always in abundance according to His wisdom. The principle is clear: generosity leads to God's blessing, while selfishness leads to emptiness. When William Colgate gave to God, he was living out the truth of Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. He honored God with his wealth, gave his first and best, and saw God provide in remarkable ways. His life shows us that generosity is not a burden but a joy. Honoring God with our wealth invites us to trust Him more deeply and participate in His work in the world.